Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett, and what feels like week 757 of isolation, we are still here bringing you content week to week as always. This week we are talking all things GIF drafts, our favourite GIFs that we've seen throughout the years, and also we're having a dinner party and we're inviting our favourite people, dead or alive throughout history, and inviting them for dinner. As always on the show, he is the man in the furthest western part of Victoria. It is Stevie Fizz. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, but I'm going to throw out a Stremple. I haven't had a Stremple in a while. Yeah, that's right. And a Stremple Sam Newman, you big dumb motherfucker.
Good call.
For everything, but also this march on Parliament about the golf course thing. Is there anything more privileged old white man than bitching about not having a game of golf? For those who don't know, I actually work in the golf industry. Victoria is the only place, only state in Australia where you can't currently play golf. And this is fucking paradise for me. This is the greatest time because I've still got a job. Like, they're still paying me to go to work. And there's no golfers. So it's just amazing, like, in terms of what you can get done. But the interesting thing was, and this is why it actually, it doesn't jive with me, this whole we can socially distance despite being on 30 hectares of land, is we brought in social distancing on the golf course I work at. And there was, and like, keep in mind, you really shouldn't be playing in a group larger than four, but they made it so you couldn't play in groups of more than three. There was one day, like, and this is when the whole of the state's in stage two lockdown, there were groups of seven and six going out on the course, like multiple. Like, people can't be trusted. Even when the course has been shut down, I've been driving past, as I have to do, there's people out there, like, not, like, it's just, they're out there, like whether they're walking the dog, the course is shut. They shouldn't be out there. People don't fucking listen, man. So no matter what you can say, like, oh yeah, it's totally safe, people don't fucking listen no matter what you say.
Well, that's right. There was people out there all in the tan today, and there was about 600 people, and they were just jogging and doing whatever, like a normal day.
The one thing that does piss me off is, like, because I like trail running, and you know, a lot of the trails around here are shut and I can't drive out to Bridgewater or I'd be on my own. But at the end of the day, like, I can still go for a run on the beach. Like, I can still go for, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, I still can run a few Ks. Like, it's just, if we all chip in and do our bit, man, we'll be right.
Do you reckon he would have got $1,600 fine, whatever it is, for breaking the lockdown?
I guarantee he did not.
Yeah, unlike Lockie Hunter.
Or
Bailey Smith. That is true. And we welcome the elder statesman all the way from Tassie. It looks like a fresh do. How you doing, mate?
Hello, boys, and happy ISO to all our listeners. Over the past month in ISO, we've been conducting drafts, and no surprise, it's been the month of Stato. And, of course, referencing him in third person, he's been the massive winner, our Stato. Three out of the five drafts won, and clearly the majority of votes. In fact, let's read through them. So going statistically, 208 votes for Stato the third, 151 for Jono, 150 for Cam, and 136 for Team Fizz. That includes, out of the five, six total lots of votes because Mrs. Fizz popped in for a paltry 11% in the games factor as well. So today, or tonight, is Tank Week. So going to give the other boys a bit of a shot here. And Stato's going to go on the tank. He's going to go Melbourne style. Going to go hard so he can get a good position in the draft for the following week. The boys are even trying to find areas that I can't even do well in. And maybe actually go on a bit of technology with the old fart tag might actually work this week. So this is Tank Week. But it's going to be a win-win for Stato, so just remember this, because people might even vote for the sarcastic view of this, so they might even just vote for the Stato, let alone he's not even in the realm of winning this. But the other way, if my votes are so low this week, then at the end of the day, it's just showing you how good I really am at drafting when I do try. So it's a win-win this week for Stato. It is tank week.
You know what's really interesting is I was actually thinking about today because we're preparing for the show, and I thought, you know what? I looked back at the drafts and I thought, you know what? Stato's drafting like this was an AFL fantasy draft. Yep. There's no personality to any of your drafts. It is as vanilla as it fucking gets.
Yep.
And I think that's a great reflection of your personality. Like, there's really...
I'm there to fucking win.
It's
so
just,
let's face
there's
facts,
nothing
out of
going
all this, I am the hashtag winning guy.
And that's fine. Like, you're a man of the people. Whereas, you know, you're the most Twitter savvy person. So whenever you go, oh, yeah, Twitter's great. It's full of fuckwits. This is who you appeal to.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly right. I am hashtag Mr. Fuckwit. Vote one, fuckwit.
The ScoMo of the pod.
Welcome to you, Cam.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm just really surprised. Like, we're on a Skype call together at the moment, and the windows used to stay the same size, but then Statesman's one just had to keep on blowing up and blowing up with the size of his fucking head. That's just... wow, massive.
Mate, you guys have known this for 4.5 years. Come on.
That is true. We've got you to finally admit it, which is good. All right, moving on. We're going to go into our first draft, and we're going to kick it off with a bit of a dinner party. We are drafting 4 people to a dinner party of who we want there, and we'll give our reasons why. Steve, have you got the number generator there?
I do. Who do you want?
Cam.
Cam gets 4.
Oh.
Stato.
3.
Myself.
4-1.
Hey. No pressure. No pressure.
Who is the first person you are inviting to a dinner party? Jonathan.
Oh.
Should I say Jonathan?
Jonathan. I need a drinking partner, so I'm going to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, that's a great pick.
That's a very good pick.
He's a drinking partner, and also just the stories he'd have of wrestling tales on the road would be pretty cool, I reckon. And then once we get drunk enough, he'd give me a kick to the gut and drop me on my ass.
You know when the night's over, right? He just fucking gives you a stunner and walks out, flips you off.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. Pretty much.
Is the stunner the best finish? I was debating with doing wrestlers because people have asked us to draft wrestlers, and I'm like, the stunner's got to be the best finishing move, surely.
For sure.
That tombstone pole driver and pedigree.
I don't like the pedigree.
Pedigree's lame. It takes ages to set up, as if that's ever happening.
It's like the people's elbow. It's like this. Just takes forever to get there.
I don't understand a word that you guys have said for the past 2 minutes.
So next drafting, week we'll be drafting wrestlers.
I have no idea.
No, but this is what will happen is like, we'll go, let's draft wrestlers, and then Stato will just log on to like our 20 best wrestlers of all time. He'll just have like Heartbreak Kid.
And still Michael. Fucking win it.
Yeah.
Who's your first dinner guest there, Steve?
I'm going to go Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Interesting.
I mean, the guy's been absolutely hammering it for decades. What can you say about the great man?
Yeah, he's a man and his movies.
A man and his movies. But I mean, he's like, you know, a great movie star, governor, hell of a weightlifter, all that sort of shit.
Drugs, sex.
Yeah, I mean...
it feels like coming.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He might sit opposite me, maybe next, maybe not next to me.
Ah,
no,
yeah.
No. Stato, who are you tanking with your first pick?
Yeah, and keeping up with the tanking theory, I've selected a group of people that I would hate to actually spend time with. It's going to work well. Now, I will say that reference you just did with Arnie about a man in his movies was the same reference that I have with the only thing I actually know about wrestling when Santo told us that he doesn't tell the kids at the wrestling. that's about the knowledge late show. We're talking 93.
That's
right. So my round one draft pick for people that I don't want to spend time with is the Don, Donald Trump. And it's basically so I can ask and literally find out if he is as much of an idiot as I think he actually is, or it's all an act to get votes.
It's a good pick.
And that's a great pick.
I'm going to have to cross him off.
You might win with this shit.
Yeah, fuck. He's, like, he's tanking, but he's tanking very well. Yeah, I'm going to look in Kanye West at number one, because I just think he's fucking just for the same reason as Stato with Trump, to be honest. How batshit crazy is that guy? Got to be Kanye. And number two, I'm going to lock in Elon Musk. Number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Nerdy, nerdy.
Yeah, a little bit nerdy, but super great.
And you get lots of drugs.
Yeah, it's a couple of spliffs. It's fine.
Okay, number two for me of people I don't want to spend time with, but let's face facts, we had to have someone that was hashtag winning as much as the Stato can. So it's Charlie Sheen. He's in. I want to hear the stories.
Is the second pick the drugs pick? Is that what's happening here?
So far.
Yeah, my second pick quite possibly could be a drugs pick.
I mean, I can go the drugs pick route. That's fine. I think old Red Bulls is going to miss. I'm going to take Bill Murray for my second pick.
Very good.
I mean, the stories would be just legendary. And he's amazingly funny. Give me all the Bill Murray.
Yeah, look, my second pick was going to be the comedy route as well. And I'm tossing up between two Bills.
Oh, yeah, he's on my list. One of them's on my list, but I'm like, I think he's a great pick, though.
Oh, I don't know which one I want. I'm probably going to lean towards Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks for me.
No, he's too political.
Bill Hicks. He's a now dead comedian. And he was into drugs as well.
Too political. The other way was into sports.
Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Go Bill Burr. Yeah. I like Bill Hicks.
You got picks. That's fine.
Yeah. My third pick, I need a bit of eye candy. I'm just going to take Jennifer Lawrence because I reckon she'd be pretty good for a piss up as well. And she can sit next to me.
Imagine trying to tune Jennifer Lawrence in front of Bill Hicks and Stone Cold Steve Austin, though. Like, you're going to get destroyed.
That's fine.
All right.
This is my dinner party as the host. I actually get points for...
I sort of thought about the whole girl route, and I think you need two. You can't just have one on their own and too much of a sausage fest. I think it's too awkward, man. I think it's a bad play.
I've got another pick.
It's a bad strat. All right, for my third pick, I'm throwing my curveball, my big curveball, my big splitter. I'm taking Warnie. The reason Warnie from the Traders. I'm taking Warnie.
I thought you meant the other Warnie.
I hate Shane Warne. Reason being, I want to talk fantasy sports. That's basically all I know how to talk about. So you give me someone who can smash a few beers and talk some fantasy.
You rate yourself pretty highly then, mate.
What?
I haven't noticed it.
What? I rate myself highly. I'm not fucking Stevie Fizz knows how to draft.
Unless all he gets 12 cans deep and throws his notes away and eyeballs people down.
My third person I would hate to spend time with is Mike Tyson. But I just want him to come along so he can reenact the scene from The Hangover, but the punch to go through and actually hit the Don.
I'm really sensing a theme here with Stato. That's another drugs pick, guys.
He beat his wife and everything.
Well, he made a lot of wealth recently by owning a marijuana distribution chain. Post legalization,
a farm.
How do you know that?
It's Mike Tyson.
Everyone knew that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. He grows his own weed, basically.
Yeah.
My last selection is the worst, but I kept it there because no one else would even consider this.
Wait, is that me? Is that me?
It is the worst. It makes sure I don't get a vote.
Is it Epstein?
No, but I should have considered it.
That's my last pick.
Oh, you know, You're not taking Carol Baskin's husband?
No. Jeff Lowe.
Okay, I'm going to go John Cleese.
Oh, yeah. If I wasn't tanking, he'd be right.
Yeah, I think he'd be most great.
Most of the Python boys would be. Why do you have him ahead of Michael Palin?
For the rest of his body of work. And also, I just think he's an amazing bloke, to be honest.
I think Palin's the amazing bloke. I think John is incredibly funny.
Yeah, I think Palin's
he's the
good.
Bloke.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, I've got no humour at my table at the moment, right? So I've got Kanye West
personally,
and Elon Musk.
Personally, I'd take Gilliam because I like the animation bit.
Yeah, that's fair. And finally, I'm going to lock in Jesus Christ.
We said only real people.
People, yeah, you can't have
fake people.
No characters.
Okay. I'll change that one to Louis Theroux.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Louis C.K. then.
Louis Theroux.
God.
Louis Theroux, really?
That's interesting.
He's fucking amazing, man. Have you watched his documentaries?
Yes.
Uh-huh. They're awesome.
Is it him that's amazing, or does he pick amazing subject matter and he knows how to, you know, get to
subject
the core
matter.
Of it?
Yeah, but imagine the stories he could tell about those.
The one where he spent like 2 weeks at the brothel in Vegas, that was a good one.
They're all good. He's great.
They're all good, yeah.
Okay, I'll let you guys have a choice each of who would be the absolute worst person to have.
You, mate. You.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Yeah. So, DOS. It'd be
excluded.
DOS.
DOS.
Want to have a guess, Jono?
I'll say Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
Yep.
Got
to
be Hitler.
Adolf Hitler is the fourth person around my table.
Easy reason. And there's a reason why. Vegetarian.
And part of the reason why I actually would like him there, though, let's think about it. Wouldn't he lose the shit if you're actually taking the piss out of him? So he would feel so belittled, so small, he'll be losing it.
But you've got Mike Tyson there to beat the shit out of him if he gets out of line.
We can actually kick him in his one agate.
I've seen a flaw in your draft, though, Stato. You've got Trump and Hitler. They'll buddy up.
Yeah. No, you got Mike Tyson. You got Mike Tyson to separate.
They both got the two bigger egos. There's no way that they'll go for
plus
it.
Your ego. My God.
I think Hitler's a really interesting pick, though. I think, like, post-defeat Hitler would be very impressive to talk to. You know, like, he died.
What?
And you'd just be like, man, you sucked. And everyone hates you in history now. Imagine talking to that guy. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, and I did have a reserve just in case you freakazoids went to my tanking people, but I'll mention it after you guys finish.
Oh, I'm taking Trey Parker because he's my goddamn.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, good one. Good get.
Well, I like my history too from World War II, Stato, but they're not quite, well, he could be quite evil. Winston Churchill, guy likes to get on the piss as well. Have a cigar.
Yep.
And he'd have some amazing stories to tell, I reckon.
I reckon he would eat a steak too, that bloke.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Unlike Hitler.
Unlike Dossie Boy.
There's a lot of similarities between Doss and
Hitler.
Doss and Hitler.
Hitler. Except Hitler can grow a mustache and Doss.
So can I mention the one?
Sure.
Lee Harvey Oswald was my reserver.
So again, I'd like to have him there and just to
did
you do it?
Find out. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, like Carol Baskin's husband. So reading through the lineups, Jono's got Stone Cold Steve Austin with the 101, not the 316.
It's the 316.
Bill Hicks, Jennifer Lawrence, and Winston Churchill. What a random lineup. I can't imagine them getting along. I've got Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bill Murray, Warnie, and Trey Parker. Stato's probably going to win this yet again. Trump, Charlie Sheen, Mike Tyson, and your boy Adolf Hitler. Cam rolling in with Kanye West. You are not winning this, Cam. With Kanye West, Elon Musk, John Cleese, and Louis Theroux.
Will you even get a vote, Cam?
Man, I am definitely voting for myself.
You might be under 10% with this vote.
Well, remember last time you said that I completely fucked up the villains. And who's at the top?
What was even funnier was I was looking at the other Brownlow teams, and I would have, without mine, I would have picked yours, and just
I got no read
on the situation.
Nothing makes sense. Up is down, left is right. Who knows? It's all
It is a crazy world we live in.
Follow the Stato.
You and Hitler.
You've got the whole state of Tassie behind getting to vote. That's what's happening.
It's Corona mayhem. It's gone to your brain. Have you been tested?
How far away from, was it Bernie or Penguin?
Yeah, I'm a long, long way away.
That's all right then.
And Jackie Lambie is losing her shit down there, by the way. She's going nuts about coronavirus.
Just
a fair few people going nuts
again,
about it.
Again, how do you know these things? I'm not paying any attention to anything that you're ever looking online, Cam. Ever.
It'd be an interesting search history there for Stato. How to get Hitler in my draft team. All right, we're going to move on to the next part of the show. It is the Stato's Joke Corner, where each week we have a different topic, and with basically the collapse of all international and domestic flights from here on in, we thought we'd have some airline/airport jokes. Just to hopefully lighten the mood, Stato, won't you?
Yes, we don't need it this week, but I've got two gentlemen, so I'll start off. And no surprise to me which of the Australian airlines threatened to close their doors first. We should have known that a Virgin was never going to go all the way.
Hey.
Not bad. Well done.
And number two, an air hostess asked a passenger if he would like some headphones. He said, "Yes, please. How did you know my name was Phones?"
I've got that same fucking joke.
well done, boys. You're obviously writing your own material.
Yeah, Stato 2 weeks ago. You write your own material for this segment.
I did write that.
Oh, well.
Then why have I got it?
How's Jono got it?
Well, I don't know. He's very clever there.
I love that Jono just...
You've got to the same bloody... website. Yeah.
Jono just doesn't even try and hide the fact that he got it from a website.
No, of course not.
From a website.
You probably, the person probably crafted it better than me, but anyway.
I thought it was a funny joke, though.
Who's next?
Cam.
All right.
You want to go last because yours is actually a
No, I'm not
joke.
Going after Steve. Are you fucking kidding?
No,
I know a little bit about going, I'm not going after a comedian. So with COVID, heaps of stuff is shut down. You can't really do much. Did you all hear why they ended up shutting down the airports?
Why, Cam?
Too many terminal cases.
That's good. I like it.
Yes!
I like it.
All right. We'll let you go.
I love his boom boom at the end of it. Oh, Basil Brush.
Well, amongst all this COVID nonsense, have you heard that actually Malaysian Airlines and United are going to merge? It's that way they can beat their passengers and no one will ever find them.
What?
Oh, yes. 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 No, got you.
Okay. Malaysian Airlines, disappearing flight. God.
Yeah. That's right. If you have to explain it.
Yeah. You know. It's too highbrow for them.
How topical. How topical.
Bring it home, Steve, please.
Well, I got two as well. So, getting peanuts on an airline flight, it's a lot like having sex in a long-term relationship, right? There's everything's salty, everything's greasy, you're bland, it's very disappointing. But you're pretty pissed off if you don't get them, right?
Yep.
And so that's real good. So I'm going on holidays and I've been working out, man. You know, you got to work out, hitting the arms and the back. Not so I look good, mind you, but I'm told you have to lift your bag onto the conveyor belt and get it scanned. And, you know, Mrs. Fizz ain't getting any lighter, boys.
Wait, just so there was part of a visual joke with that for our listeners, and it's fair to say that Steve's head was swiveling just to check what was surrounding him.
And then he quickly checked his phone as well. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
that's
babe.
That's a number generator.
Sorry.
Mr. Spence.
Problem.
So where's the... What's
Steve
the,
won't be here next
what's
week.
The second joke?
Yeah, that was both of them.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I will premise with the last draft. It was meant to be our first draft. So this is where the tanking was going strong, and I was going to end the show reasonably strong with a interesting tanking, which I actually had to give first. So this is real tanking coming up.
I'm a quickly all right, moving get a beer. I'll be right back.
To the second part of the show, we are drafting all things gifts, and the list I have is about 3/4 of a page long, so there's a lot of amazing gifts out there. So, Steve, why don't you do the number generator for Stato?
Stato gets pick 3.
3. Cam?
4.
Ooh, yourself?
3. 1. So, Jono, 2.
You and I swapping over. Easy done. I think I will just put through a line. I think I know what your first gift will be.
Very, very obvious.
I think so. It's one I've got a little asterisk next to, so why don't you fire away as to what your first gift will be?
It's that Robert Redford, Zach Galifianakis nod. The look over the shoulder. How could it be anything else?
The head nod. That's all I've got it written down.
Yeah, nods.
Mine is got to be Michael Jackson eating popcorn. Can just be used in so many different ways. Stato, what's
okay,
your first
tank? Okay, to play along with the old tag, which seems to get used quite regularly, I notice you missed the T out of gifts. And I was told many years ago that Spotlight sell a lot of gifts. So I went to find a list and went to their recent catalogue, which was the Eggtastic sale, which is currently still for sale as we speak. So my number one gift was the Living Space Ocean Breeze pillar candle for only $1.50. So if we could record that, my round one selection was a scented candle.
I've gone...
Hashtag...
What's...
Tanky.
I've gone Doc Rivers. I've gone Doc Rivers.
Just blinking guidance. Oh, God.
You can't go too tech on the old blokes. What? Remember, 77 for 77. It's coming up next week. I don't know what a GIF is. Spotlight sell GIFs. So my number one, my round one, is a scented candle.
Cam, please help us.
Well. Number 4.
This is probably an adequate reaction, so I'm going to go the Trump debate gif, where he's sort of like... And for number 2, I'm going to take Fry Squinting.
Oh, so good.
Interesting.
Fry or
what's
everyone?
Fry Squinting?
So, it's tough. Yeah. I don't think... I'm going everyone because it's a better gif.
Everyone.
Fry and everyone. Squint. Yeah, so good. Love
what's
it.
What's that one?
Trump, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway,
you know Fry from Futurama, where he does the squint.
Oh,
and
not sure if
else. There's like you know DiCaprio,
the Simpsons
and
Fry.
Character.
That's
Ned
I'm thinking
Flanders
of Stephen
and...
Fry, of course. Educated person. Sorry. So number 2, Weight Watchers have a weight tracker electronic scale. It's only $21. It's down $8 from its original recommended retail price of $29. It's a perfect gift for those that are preparing for a rig-off. So my round 2 gift is a set of scales.
I'm not sure what this bit is, but this is
car crash.
Very
radio.
Abstract comedy, if that's...
All
right. You've been watching too much... Alexi Sales data.
You watch the votes come in. Hashtag tank.
My second GIF, it's Futurama theme as well. It's got to be Fry. Shut up and take my money.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. That is a very good GIF. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Probably one of my most used, I reckon.
All right. So on the wrap, I will be taking the dude with the folding chair flip out.
Oh, yes. Is that Jason Momoa, whatever his name is?
It looks like him. He's a hairy man.
I was watching it quite a few times over the weekend just to... Because I like that one as well.
Yeah, no, Mrs. Fizz made me remember that one. That's a very good one. And I'm going to take the Clint Eastwood scowl, cow, whatever you want to call it, on the porch, the old man.
Oh, yeah, the Gran Torino one.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, absolutely.
Get off my lawn. I can't believe this has actually gotten back to me in the third round, but Homer blending into the edge.
Yeah, I was debating that one.
Oh, man. Hoping it would leak back to me.
Third round pick, I'm pretty happy with that one.
Yeah. Well, if Stato was, you know, not doing whatever the hell he's doing.
And now you've got all the toilet paper you need, why not shit in style with a Hyde Park floral garden pedestal mat for only $12.60? So round three selection, a shit mat.
What the fuck's a shit mat? Well, you put it in front of the toilet.
Yeah. Keeps your feet nice and warm.
Jeez, I'm shattered. We speaking of shit mats, shattered. We turned this draft around and we didn't get this sort of gold to lead off the show.
Hashtag tanking.
It's disappointing. Okay.
You wait till the wrestlers come.
Yeah, I'm going to look in. This is fine. Dog GIF.
Yeah.
Very good GIF.
That's a good GIF.
And then I'm going to end it off with Tobias Funke sobbing in the shower.
Sobbing uncontrollably.
Yes, correct. So good.
Shower sobbing. That's what we're doing right now before this man's pick.
Yeah.
And seeing you left it available for me, I'm actually selecting a GIF which is nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. Leslie Nielsen. Good one. Whew.
Hashtag tanky.
I was keen to see what else I could buy, to be honest. I haven't read a catalogue for a while.
It's pretty weird he didn't roll out. Does copyright still exist, Dato?
No, I don't know.
It does.
But I remember copyright.
What
did happen to that place? Receivership?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I'm stuck between two. I think I'm going to have to go with How Do You Do, Fellow Kids, Steve Buscemi.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
30 Rock.
Yep.
How Do You Do, Fellow Kids. Oh, we'll close it out with the Alonzo Mourning Yes, No, where he's shaking his head no, switches to the yes. Apparent reason.
Is that the basketball GIF?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good. And he's just like...
Nah. Yeah.
Love it.
I can't believe I left out the Shaq cat wiggle. I love that one.
Yeah, that is good. Shaq cat wiggle. Yep.
Obama mic drop. Shia LaBeouf magic. Chris Pratt surprise. Kanye happy to sad. Speechless Nathan Fillion. Kevin Hart when he does that surprise look, Ryan Reynolds face palm, Michael from The Office,
I thought that would go.
Probably the only one I didn't have aside from the Shaq cat wiggle was Team America vomit.
Sit on a throne of lies.
Oh yeah.
Ben Stiller's that do it from whatever movie that was.
Oh yeah.
Okay, hey, Big E popcorn, that other dude who jumps on the couch and then brings his popcorn.
How many popcorn ones can you have?
I had three.
You have to pick your favourite. It's like the three. Vomit. There's like seven vomit ones you could have.
And Matthew McConaughey, rookie numbers. I thought that was a good one.
What about the, and it's gone. South Park gift. Surely gets a run.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And the Jerry Seinfeld. Also like, oh, right. That's so good. No?
I like the Seinfeld, That's a Shame.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I don't think we had any questions this week.
We probably didn't ask.
Well, we did, but people just putting up GIFs. That's basically it.
Well, good for them.
And like page six of the Spotlight catalogue, I guess.
Odd scenes from the Stato. He's taking a strange...
Isolation's really getting to him.
He's taking a strange line.
Well, stop calling me old.
Taking a strange
line.
I'll play the part.
That is legit going to win, though. People are just going to be like, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Yeah, we're going to see whether people like taking the piss or just playing the straight bat.
Or we just don't include him because he didn't play by the rules.
Well, I think the disconnect is that, you know, because we only have three people listening to the podcast at this point, and we're getting like 100.
We're going, what the fuck is sent to the candle?
We get 150 votes, and there's a lot of disconnect going on here.
Yeah. They'll be searching the gift-scented candle. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm pretty certain two of our three listeners are DOS. It's just one on his burner and one on his not.
It'd be DOS, Breno. I think we've got more than three.
And Branko. Branko will be in there as well.
Branko, Mickey Allen, and Russ.
No, there's only three. I've checked the numbers.
Fucking Mickey. I will say, though,
Our polls have increased in the number of people being involved with them each week. So it's getting bigger and bigger. Polls on the drafts.
Nothing like a poll getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like drafting.
Mic drop.
Get Hitler to your dinner party and watch those numbers.
I'd love to hear that chat. Trump and Hitler talking politics. Jesus Christ. Well,
fictional character. You can't have him.
That's true. I'm sure we won't cop any heat from this man.
No.
We don't cop heat for a lot of things, man. The only thing we copped heat for was that when I was...
Quick joke.
Oh, yeah, that joke. That was... that. Fuck, that was... that was hairy.
I still don't know what happened. I think I'm glad I'm not. But for our listeners, we like having a bit of fun. This is having a joke. We are playing around. We need to have a smile during these times.
We certainly
let's face it, we all have to look at Cam's face.
It's majestic, man. So, like, there was a photo that Jen actually brought up from those... I don't know if you've seen the challenge. It's like, photos of you when you were 20 is sort of doing the rounds on Twitter. And Jen found one of us when I was 20. And I had, like, the most majestic hair. So majestic. It was like a mane. Majestic. A proper mane.
I don't know if I had photos of it. I was looking at a very old phone when I was 20. I was still using a Nokia. So I don't think they're saved on a hard drive anymore.
I suppose you're like 40 though, right?
No comment.
Me?
Status like, you all had mobile phones.
We only had one phone.
20.
We only had one phone in the street when I was 20. We had to knock down Mrs. Richards' door to get a use of the phone.
I had the greatest phone when I was 20. It was an Orange. I don't know if anyone remembers Orange phones. And yes. So it was like a mobile phone, but you could be at home. Like, so it was a home phone and a mobile phone, but you got charged different rates depending on where you were. And I could be within a kilometer of my house and I'd still be charged at the home phone rate, which I was living in Hawthorne on Glenferrie Road at the time, which... You know, I didn't need to leave Glenferrie Road.
That's badass. That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Good old mobiles when you could only charge them once a month, and it was great.
Mm.
And you had, I don't know if anyone was Optus, but you had free time was like 6
yeah,
to 8.
Yeah, no, it was 8 to 8. And so no one made calls until like 8 p.m.
Yeah. A mate of mine, you know Billy, he actually got banned from that because he kept... It used to be with Optus a 2-hour period. Yep. So go for an hour, 58 minutes, hang up, and then do it again. and they banned him from it because he kept abusing it. So good times. Good times before the mobile wars. I think that's just about it, unless you guys have got anything else.
No, not really. I just hope all this shit... Does anyone find, like, you know, because they're sort of talking about return dates for the football. Does anyone find it, like... it'll be hard to get up again?
Fuck no.
No?
No? Just me?
Yeah.
No.
I'm hard already. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I find it very easy to get hard.
You take a tablet for that or what?
Not required.
Doing well at 77.
Steve, why do you think it'll be hard? Like, you're not feeling
it's
it?
It's just kind of like, because you know, you sort of get worked up for something, and then obviously we got a small taste of it, and then it's like you got to just, you know, it's been a big hiatus, and then it's
that's only because we're in this zone now. Once it actually happens, it'll be a relief. So it'll actually be almost a mini celebration. I think people, and I'm not saying this component, but I think we'll roll out of this whole situation with a new appreciation for the things we love.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wonder. I bet there's going to be people who are cagey about going back out.
Oh, of course.
And I don't know. I just personally find it, you know, it's a different time of the year. So I guess if the season starts, say, in June or July or something like that, then okay, it's still considered football season, but by that time we're sort of winding down usually, like July especially. So like once the finals roll around, I, you know, as a Gold Coast Sun fan, I tune out. I don't need to pay attention. So it's just kind of like I move on to different things. Like this week is the NFL draft. Now that, I know you might hardy hard, but it's actually my favorite television day of the year. So I'm starting to wind into NFL mode, into, you know, my keeper teams in that particular fantasy football format, and I'm going to be having to look at those sort of things happening at the same time as round two's rolling around. So it's just going to be a weird mix of things.
Are they actually going ahead with the NFL draft?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. It was planned to be in Las Vegas, and it was, you know, they usually have 100,000 people in the street and all that sort of thing. But this year, the GMs are just going to be drafting from their house. Sort of over a webcam setup, I guess. I'll take the day off as usual, have my cigar and bottle of wine or whatever the hell I'm going to do. And it's just, you know, it's just like you sort of plan your year around things, and it's just kind of like, think of all the sporting events that are going to happen in the second half of the year. It's just going to be sports on steroids.
Yeah.
For sporting fans.
I think...
Yeah, the international stuff obviously won't go ahead. That'll be the major thing. But the domestic stuff will, and that's the reality. But look, we're in a different world. We will be for some time. I'll just be relieved when it's back up and running.
Yeah. I think for me it'll be, like, I'll question whatever date they give us until it comes. You know, like, that's probably my only hesitation, is that they'll say July, mid-July, and probably until the week of, I won't believe that's going to happen. Because, you know, and until we're that close.
I think until they run out onto the ground, then I'm just like, nothing's going to happen until it happens. Yeah.
Well, we got questions about, like, Lachie Hunter this week, and it's like, I just don't give a fuck at the minute. Like, I really don't care.
I'm actually, like, you know, when you think about the...
I'm more worried about Tyson Stengel, to be honest. We've forgotten all about that.
The winner, John.
Oh,
the
wow.
The winner.
This is like the one thing the Western Bulldogs have won in the last couple of years, is the coronavirus breaking pandemic.
No, we didn't. Tyson Stengel beat him by 2 points. Yeah. Just like the 97 prelim. Anyway.
Now let's get back life normal as soon as we can.
Yep.
Yeah, I
for the
agree.
Right reasons.
I agree on all that. I'm just saying, in terms of fantasy and that, it's a bit of a... maybe that's just me. That's fine.
I just see it as another opportunity to beat you bastard, so I'm keen as mustard.
Oh, well, you're going to fucking win with a scented candle, a set of scales, and a shit mat.
And a shit mat. That's the way I want it pronounced.
The shit mat's the pinch hitter right there. But if you are bored and you've got KO, check out the ESPN 30 for 30 doco OJ, Made in America. 5-part series, and it just goes to show you how batshit crazy this dude was. It's really good.
And yet,
fucking great player, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. But just, he is just fucking nuts. Good 5-part doco, if you've got nothing to do.
Old Nordberg.
Old Nordberg. All right, that's going to wrap it up. If you've got any questions or comments, hit us up on the Facebooks and the Twitter, where we're at, the Draft Doctors. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
# vote for Soto.
Just cut that bit, Steve.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.